Welcome again to the CADcast, the first ever technical CAD podcast providing tips, tricks, tools, and techniques toward a more efficient CAD user. This episode, the UCS and the WCS. It's been an extremely long time since I posted an episode. I'm glad for anyone who hung in there, and I welcome all the newer listeners that I've seen subscribe by watching my feed burner stats. It's always interesting to see subscriptions jump, even though I haven't been active on the podcast. It's just the nature of the podcast world. You know, shows will always be new to someone who hasn't found the show just yet. I wanted to put another show together to keep some interest going, but for the same reasons, which are personal, that I took a break lately, I don't think I can commit to any regular schedule. If there was more feedback to understand what listeners are interested in hearing, it would be easier to answer those demands. I'll continue to play it by ear and hope the time becomes more available to produce more shows in the future. Well, the subject of this podcast is by request regarding the UCS, or the User Coordinate System. Here's the quoted email that I received from Steve. A little warning, he's a little stiff.
I have just started a new contract and have come against a problem I seem to see quite a lot, which is all centered about the UCS. There seems to many ways of looking at this, and although I have some understanding of it, mine is very basic. The first problem is XREFing into a new drawing and not being able to find it. For example, having to zoom extents to see the small dot and moving into position. This seems to be the standard way of overcoming this. Also, when you have a building set up with angled sides, some people have a UCS setting to change the orientation. Others, me included, use the UCS object button to change the cursor to match the angle. There seems to be a big misunderstanding of the UCS and what is available in both online tutorials, and the usual reference books are very misleading.
Well, Steve, I hope this will help you, and I hope you can get some help getting that stick out. But based on the email, it's not only the use of the UCS that Steve has trouble with, but how the UCS compares with and relates to the World Coordinate System, or WCS. In AutoCAD, the coordinates used correspond to the WCS, which is a fixed coordinate system. The UCS is a coordinate system that the user can define while working to simplify his work. In a geographically small-scale project, such as in the architecture industry when designing mechanical components, it may not be important to draw your design in a world coordinate system. And sometimes you can't. The design can be a floating or self-contained design. For example, a building, such as a spec home, may be designed independently, not necessarily dependent on any specific location. In the case of a mechanical component, it's likely completely irrelevant where the component is designed in a geographic space. The component will probably be used as a block or reference in multiple larger designs. In the case where a building is being designed with a specific location in mind, you'll probably have a site survey of the existing topography provided. A survey is almost always, or should be, drawn in the WCS, with its features specifically tied to a known coordinate system. Since I'm fortunate to also have a background in GIS, I'm all too familiar with coordinate systems. There are hundreds, even thousands, when you consider the variants and the zones for each. The problem you may encounter is that your design may be drawn near the AutoCAD origin of 000 XYZ, while your survey is sitting in the real world. For example, the typical coordinate systems that I encounter with my clients in Florida or anywhere in the U.S. are state plane and usually U.S. survey feet units, and also the universal transverse Mercator, or UTM, and the meters are typically the units. Each of these systems have multiple zones, and it's important to review the survey or ask the provider of the survey what coordinate system, zone, and units were used in the construction of the base map that you're trying to XREF into your design. It may be the case that your base map is not a survey. If this is the case, it's likely that it's drawn in an arbitrary geographic location that cannot be tied to any coordinate system. In either case, if you plan to use the base map as an XREF, you need to relocate your design to coincide with the geographic location as well as the units. This would explain why when you XREF your base map into your design and zoom extents, your view is zoomed to an extent covering hundreds of thousands or even a million of your drawing units. You can handle this by repositioning the XREF for relative value to make it coincide with your design, or repositioning your design to match the real-world survey. I always prefer the latter if my drawing is in the same units as the XREF, since my design will always correspond with any real-world overlays in the future. However, if the units are different, for example, if your design is using inches as a unit of measure, while your base map is using feet, your base map will be 1/12 the relative size that it should be in relation to your design. Simply scaling the XREF 12 times will not help, as it will then also multiply the coordinate dimensions times 12, thereby changing the real-world coordinates of your survey as it relates to your design. In this case, you have few choices but to scale it and move it manually to align with your design. To get back to the UCS, I use it extensively the way Steve mentions to assist me in drawing objects relative to existing drawing objects. This is especially useful when the drawing is in 3D, since you can change the UCS to align with not only rotation, but any 3D plane of your drawing. Using the UCS takes some exploration of all the advanced options to take full advantage of its assistance. Simply enter UCS at the command line and hit F1 for help on the subject in detail. Well, that's all the time for this episode. This and all CADcast episodes are brought to you by RL Graphics, providing outsourcing of CAD, GIS, and graphic services to engineering, geotechnical, and environmental firms in Central Florida and throughout the rest of the country. For more information about RL Graphics, or for questions, comments, or suggestions for future CADcast episodes, feel free to email me at boblupo@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for another episode.